I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Christ Jesus. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. A very warm welcome to the house of worship. Today we will be celebrating Holy Communion. We will be doing it together. We will be doing it together in the presence of God. It is wonderful to have the opportunity to experience this holy meal with each one of you. I will now hand over to Margaret for some intimations.
Morning. Just a few intimations this morning. The Guild meets tomorrow night, that's Monday the 9th at 7 o'clock in the small hall for the fish and chip evening. Mainly music will be on Tuesday morning, again at 10 o'clock. Can you hear me? On Tuesday? Oh, there you go. Hot off the press. So mainly music is not on. Sorry. And Jigsaw returns next Sunday, the 15th. The cafe will be open after worship for anybody that wants to come down for something to eat. Okay? Thank you.
Call to worship. Honour the Lord. Honour the Lord. Honour the Lord. Let us worship God by singing our first hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Let's close our eyes as we pray together.
O Lord our God, we come to you this morning as a community of believers who together form your body, the body of Christ. We thank you that we are able to become quiet before you, able to respond to the love which you give to us through your Son, and able to prepare our hearts and minds for the fellowship that we can enjoy in your presence. We take a moment to become still before you. Holy Spirit, would you open our hearts and minds so that we may hear what you have to say to each one of us this morning, as we move from a season where we celebrated Jesus' birth. We think of your Son's ministry to all of creation as it is told in the Bible. We thank you that during your earthly ministry, you came to bring freedom to those who were captive. You took time to meet with tax collectors, lepers, and the outcasts of society. We thank you that you looked upon others with love and compassion as you restored their brokenness. Lord, we too are broken. Our thoughts are held captive by the lies that we tell ourselves. Our bodies are bound by the limits we believe are imposed on us, and we are impoverished when we walk past another in need while being consumed by our own thoughts. We are broken because sin entered this world, and we are part of this world. We are also part of the body of Christ, which reminds us of the forgiveness that we receive in Christ. Before we remind ourselves of this forgiveness, we think of communion and what it symbolizes. Your Son who took our sin and brokenness upon himself. Lord, we cannot partake in communion unless we first acknowledge our own brokenness. Let us take a moment to think of our brokenness. It's on the cross where your body was broken, dear Lord. It was on the cross that sin lost its devastating grip on us. Would you forgive us of our sin, O Lord? Please continue the work you have done in us as we grow in holiness. Continue to make us new as we seek to live for you in word, thought, and deed. Lord, just like we are to receive communion later in this service, we first receive your love and forgiveness. We remind ourselves that the baby Jesus whom we celebrated over Christmas is the same Jesus foretold in Isaiah and whose ministry was marked by the descent of the Holy Spirit. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you that you would care so much for us that you would send your only Son. We await the life that your Holy Spirit brings, and we delight in the freedom that we receive when we lift our hearts to you, O Lord. Amen.
In that forgiveness of God, let us sing our next hymn, Lift Up Your Hearts. Let's lift up our hearts, knowing that God forgives and loves us. I just want to double check. Does everybody have a piece of paper and a pen? Does everybody have a piece of paper and a pen? Now, my question to the congregation is, how is your artistic skills? Who has some artistic blood in them? Put up your hands. Just one. Oh. Well, I'm going to test you now, and I'm going to try to see if there's maybe some little bit of artistic blood or artistic spirit in you. I'm going to explain to you what you have to draw, and then we will see if you will be able to draw the picture that I'm trying you to draw. Are you ready to do that? Okay. So I think the exercise is in your drawing skills, but it's also the exercise in me explaining exactly what you have to draw. Okay. So the first thing I want you to draw is quite a large circle in the middle of the paper. Okay, I would say a medium size in the middle of the paper. So the game is, after I've instructed you what to do, you will have to tell me what it is. Okay, so, and then now I want you to do is to draw a little bit of a smaller circle on top of the bigger circle that you've drawn. So a little bit of a smaller circle, it's smaller than the big one that you've drawn in the middle of the paper. Okay, do you know what it is thus far? Snowman. Well, wrong. Okay, now, on top of the circle on top, I want you to draw a triangle. A triangle, but the triangle needs to be quite wee and petite. Okay, it needs to be just right. Okay. Okay, so it's not as big as a hat. It just needs to be right, a little triangle on top of the circle. Do you know what it is now? No. A dinosaur. Who said dinosaur? Okay, now what I want you to do is the same triangle, this time quite large, quite big, at the bottom. Okay, so we've got a large triangle at the bottom, a small petite one on the top. And maybe this is also something I should say. The triangle needs to show to the top. Okay, it needs to show upwards. Okay, so the triangle shouldn't show downwards. That's maybe an important detail. So that it's like a pyramid standing upwards. Okay. Everybody's still with me. So we've got a middle circle. Okay, quite a large middle circle. Then we've got a smaller circle on top of the large circle. Then we've got a just right, just the perfect triangle, like a pyramid on top of the smaller one. And then we've got a big pyramid at the bottom triangle. So everybody's still with me. Now, do you know how a diamond shape looks like? You know how a diamond shape looks like? Okay, now I want you to draw two diamond shapes on each side of the big circle in the middle. So let me see if I can draw a diamond shape. Okay. So two diamond shapes forms on the side of the big circle. Do you have a rough idea what it is now? So thus far, I think if I give the next instruction, you will know exactly what it is. Okay. So the next instruction, and I think this will probably be the last one. If you don't know what it is by now, then my instructions was really bad. Okay, so now I want you to draw two very small little circles at the top circle. So the second circle that we drew, the small one, I want you to draw two set of small circles that looks like almost like eyes. Do you know what it is? It's a bird. Who said bird? Oh, well done. Someone got it right. Someone said a bird. Anybody else got a bird? Bird? Oh, well done. So three people. And the rest? Did you get a bird? Yeah, did you get a bird? Okay, it should look like this. Sorry, Audrey. It's a bird. Margaret? It looks like a bird. There you go. That's beautiful. That's a bird. Well done. So it looks like this. It looks like a bird.
It does, yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like a bird, almost.
It looks like an angel.
It looks like an angel.
Oh, no. I'm completely open.
No, well, it looks like a bird. Oh, okay. Well. You get it right. Well done. That's beautiful. Well done. Well done. What happened to its tail? Oh, that looks wonderful. I should have said that instruction beforehand. Well done, everyone. Well done, well done. Okay. There you go. Okay, you got it right. Here you go. Well done, everyone. Oh, well done. David, almost got it right. Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, well done. Thank you for trying. Okay, you got it right. I want to see yours. May I show to the congregation? May I show? Oh, look at this. What is your name? Say again.
What's your name?
Say again. Katie. Katie over here has drawn it as well, and look at this beautiful picture. That's a round of applause, Katie. This looks wonderful. I think it's beautiful. Look at this, everyone. That's a bird. So I think it's very, very, very good to follow the instructions. There you go. Okay. So it's not just any bird, it's a dove. Okay, and what I want you to do now is just to turn your picture so that the beak can show to the bottom, like so. So just turn it around so that the beak can show towards the bottom. Now, this is a very ancient symbol of the Holy Spirit descending onto Jesus. This is an ancient symbol of the Holy Spirit descending onto Jesus. So we will be reading today of how the Holy Spirit... Well, firstly, the heavens broke open, and the Holy Spirit as a dove came down onto Jesus. And then there was an epiphany, a moment of clarity, where people realized, but Jesus is actually the Son of God. So this sign is a sign of the Holy Spirit descending. And this is that we are hoping, this is what we believe and that we hope for, is that the Holy Spirit will descend on us like a dove, to reveal God's love and to reveal God's love and acceptance for us. So this is an ancient symbol of God's, the Holy Spirit with us. And I have to say, I'm very, very pleased and glad to say that each one of you have some artistic skills. You've done really, really well. So thank you so much for that. So if you see this sign, you know the Holy Spirit. This reminds you of the Holy Spirit. Okay, and I forgot the next thing again. Come down, O love divine. O come down, love divine. The Spirit of God coming down towards us. And the hope and the prayer is that this divineness of God, this holiness of God will be with us as we enjoy communion together.
Thank you.
The first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9, the servant of the Lord. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from him, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you in the righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open your eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into you, I announce them to you. The second reading is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17, the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Amen.
The weather in Forth is still very cold. We are still in winter, with many more weeks left before spring. The cold still has the capability to make us wear an extra layer of clothing. It will be inappropriate to be outside dressed in unsuitable layers. You will shiver and get cold. As a person needs to choose an appropriate clothing for the season, so too one has to be sensitive to what is appropriate in general. One has to be sensitive towards life around us. The specific situation or the specific circumstances will determine what is appropriate or not. So where you are as a person will determine what is appropriate or not. As a South African, it has taken me time, or has taken time for me, to understand what is appropriate in Scotland. My first remembrance service that I'd done outside was without a jacket. I will never forget that morning. It is clear from my experience that if you are inappropriate, if you're not appropriate, then you will receive some kind of pushback, or you will just be very cold. In our reading, John finds it inappropriate. He doesn't like it. He feels uncomfortable to baptize Jesus. I fully understand his point, seeing that Jesus is God. As Jesus is such an authoritative figure, surely it is more important for Jesus to baptize John. Yet, Jesus felt very comfortable with John baptizing him. He was willing for John to baptize him. The Matthew Gospel wants to make it clear that Jesus was living according to God's will. An essential part of the Matthew Gospel is it's all about God's will. And Jesus is willing to step into the will of God and then to follow it. Therefore, Jesus allows John to baptize him according to, once again, the will of God. It is from this point of following God's will and being baptized that it leads towards a epiphany. A epiphany, quite a big word, means a strong realization. It's a moment of clarity, a moment of realizing something that was closed or locked or in darkness, and suddenly it's open and you understand it. This is what epiphany is. And when Jesus followed God's will, and when Jesus was willing to be baptized, a epiphany happens. In the context of our reading, the realization is that Jesus is the Son of God. So after Jesus being willing to be baptized, willing to follow God's will, there's this realization that Jesus is the Son of God. After Jesus is cleansed by the water, there is a sudden realization that the Spirit of God is on Jesus. This Spirit, like a dove, descends on Jesus. And remember the picture of the bird being turned down? That's a symbol of the Spirit going down, going onto, flying down towards Jesus. There's a strong correlation between washing, that is to say, cleansing, and the breaking open of heaven. Being clean and heavens being open, there is a correlation. We can think of it this way. Through living a clean and holy life towards oneself, towards one another, and towards God, is to make heaven to be broken, to break open. The way, the holy living that we do is to break open heaven, is to make us connected to heaven above. This clean and holy living on earth is strongly connected to heaven, heavenly living. There's a strong correlation. I've got this book in my office where the title of the book is Heaven, the Link Between Heaven and Earth. And the whole book is about this link between our earthly living and the heavens above. To continue with the baptism of Jesus, it is striking that when Jesus allowed himself to be washed, it showed the importance of him submitting to God. Him being baptized was a demonstration that he was willing to be humble in front of God. The consequence of submitting to God is the opening of heaven and the Spirit descending onto Jesus. It is our duty to follow the example of Jesus, and that is to submit to God as well. As Jesus submitted, so too the Matthew text is encouraging us to submit to God as well. Also, it motivates us to live a cleansed life. A cleansed life spiritually, a cleansed life physically. In the Christian frame of mind, a cleansed life, a holy life, does not mean trying to be perfect. And this is very important. A cleansed life, a holy life in front of God, whilst we have our eyes fixed on heaven, is not to live to strive for perfection. A life that is cleansed means to serve God and one another. It's about service. It's about being the light and to stand for justice and to stand for righteousness. That is cleansed. That's a holy life in the presence of God. It means to be appropriate where you are at present. It means to have a feeling of what is going on around you. It means to discern the Spirit of God and then to be appropriate for our circumstances. How we respond to people around us, to our environment, that process is to to live. That is what cleansing and holy means. Jesus allowed himself to be cleansed. Through doing so, he showed the importance of submitting to God. The example that Jesus sets is for us to follow. As we approach communion this morning, we are reminded to follow the example of Jesus. And that is to submit and to be cleansed by God. To be cleansed doesn't also not mean as an action from us, but it's a gift from God. It is to be open for that Holy Spirit, for that dove to descend on us. Through faith, we believe that the acts of God through Christ can and has cleansed us. The acts of God is cleansing us. The consequence of the acts of God is that heaven is open for me and for you. And this is the message, the core message that I would like to communicate, is that heaven is open for us. We may set our eyes up towards the above. As we eat and drink from this holy table this morning, may we be open to be cleansed by God. May we look up and see heaven above opening up for us. Here in the middle of winter in Forth, may we receive an epiphany that is a clear realization of who God is and what God is who God is and what God has done for us through Jesus. Amen. Our offerings will now be received. Let us pray together. Thank you, Lord, for these offerings. May we continue to give gladly so that your church will be rich and able to establish your kingdom with Christ as our King. May we use this money in a way that reveals the hope we can only find in you. Amen. Let us sing about the Spirit descending and being amongst us. We will be singing, Spirit of God, unseen as the wind. Those who are able, please stand. The table is prepared, the meal is ready. The Lord offer us bread, the Lord offers us wine. His body was broken, his blood was shed. For me, for you, for us. The table is prepared, the meal is ready. Jesus is here. As the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart from all common use, to his holy use and mystery. And as he gave thanks and blessed, let us draw now near to God to pray together. Holiness and mystery are surrounding us. We are grateful that we may praise you with your children, past, present, and future. With the angels we sing and utter, Holy, Holy, Holy. Hosanna in the highest. Truly you are great because of all your qualities, Lord. God the Father, you remember us. You did not turn your back on us. Jesus, the Son, you have revealed the Father to us. You have made forgiveness possible. Holy Spirit, you are present among us. Your comforting presence fills the air. Descend on us, Holy Spirit, descend. Make your presence be felt. Bless us, bless this moment. Bless the wine and bread that will remind us of the goodness and sweetness of your might. Make your presence be felt as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. According to the holy institutions, example, and command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and as a memorial of him, we do this, who, on the night when he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had taken the bread, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do it in memory of me. Take, eat. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of our Lord. This cup is the new covenant sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed so that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of us. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. I will invite us now to turn around to share the peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I think it went really well. Peace be with you.
Let's pray together. How blessed are those who can spend time sharing communion with each other, O Lord. How thankful are we who can remember the new life that we receive in Christ. How blessed are we that we have one another with whom we can remember that we belong to each other and to you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can share the peace, a peace that transcends all understanding. We are blessed, O Lord, because of you. We celebrate your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
With that sense of celebration and with the peace of God amongst us, let us now tell out our souls the greatness of our Lord. Let us stand to sing, and I want you to lift the ceiling together. In the middle of winter, may we have an epiphany, a sudden clear understanding of who God is and what God has done for us through Jesus. Look up to heaven and be inspired to live a holy and meaningful life. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.